evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight. More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. I know a guest trainer and speaker that I'm extremely excited to hear from. But, you know, even without the call, you know, it's convention week upon us. Phenomenal time. A big family reunion is about to take place in Las Vegas. And I tell you what, I can't contain the excitement and enthusiasm and what's to come for the More Success Team and Legal Shield as a whole. It's going to be a phenomenal experience, and I can't wait to see all of you guys there. So I'm going to jump right into the call tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member, a six-figure ring earner. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Daddy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Well, you know, I'm very in Las Vegas this week with the rest of our Legal Shield family, not just our More Success Team. But before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to Idaho and to brand new Silver Executive Director, Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian, are you on the call? We have Mr. Damian Cheever on.
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Damian. First of all, congratulations on making Silver Executive Director, and I know you're very, very excited. I want you to tell everyone just a little bit about that, and then you have a brand new executive director you want to introduce. Is that right?
I do. I'm not sure if he was able to hop on the call or if he got caught at work. I just texted him. I'm going to hopefully he'll respond here in a second. But I got to tell you, you know, I felt like Silver was too long in coming, and I as you and I were talking earlier, I can remember back when I first qualified as a new executive director. Fantastic, Mr. Krebs is on too. So I remember back in January of 2010 when I first qualified as executive director and how excited I was and how it was I didn't know if I'd ever have success in Legal Shield. And so breaking through that executive director threshold was a big deal. I remember collapsing on the floor with my wife arm in arm and just crying because we were so excited. And I was only 14 months in the business, but we were just so excited. We felt like we could do this. Silver Exec was a little different. I was like, come on already. When's someone going to want it bad enough? And the person that wanted it bad enough has some great reasons, a strong why as to why he's doing this business. He's been in just a couple of years, just over 2 years, and he's a corporate pilot. He's rarely, Mr. Krebs is one of the sharpest individuals you'll ever meet, but he's rarely in his hometown here in Boise. And not that he probably claimed it his hometown, he's more of a Portland guy, but he lives here in Boise, and he's rarely here, probably 20% of the time, and yet he still manages to performance club qualify every single month, power 20, driving a BMW on the company, and brand new executive director, Mr. Aaron Krebs. Are you with us? Aaron, are you there?
I do not show him in speaker mode, Damian.
Well, I'll tell you what, Aaron. If you can call me real quick, then I'll just merge you through. But like I said, he's done just some amazing things. Got started with the company in December of 2012. Has been in performance clubs since, and it was just before Christmas. Hold on one second. Here, there you go. Performance club qualified since January of 2013. Has never missed, Mr. Aaron Krebs. Just a minute or two so we don't take too much time away from Mr. Tony Petrell.
All right, well, thank you all for having me tonight. It's an honor to be with you. I wish I could be with you all in Vegas this coming week. But maybe ask me just to really quickly touch on why. Now I'm a professional pilot, as you said, and in aviation, the job is here today, gone tomorrow. And it could be for any one of a number of reasons, socioeconomic, health-related, just purely economic, period. So Legal Shield gives me some level of assurance that I can still pay my bills and I can still do what needs to be done to put a roof over my head. I do want to say that without the leadership and the mentorship of Mr. Sheever, it would have been a lot more difficult for me to reach it when I did. So I'm eternally grateful for Team Anu and for Damian and all the leaders. Really appreciate what you all do. As far as the journey itself, Damian already pretty much hit on it. It's I'm at the beck and call of someone else. You know, when you have a job, you obviously have no control. And I have less than no control because my schedule is always changing at the whims of the boss. So it makes it hard to set appointments and do group-related stuff. That's group is my focus. But with the help of Damian and other people on our team, I've been able to maximize the resources, which as a pilot, it's all about knowing what your resources are at the right time in order to execute a flight, complete the mission safely. So thank you all, and I hope you have a great time in Vegas. I'm working hard this month to qualify again so that I can keep Damian at silver and higher. Thank you again for your time, everybody.
And there you go, Ms. Krebs. Just appreciate you so much. And I got to tell you, silver seems a long time in coming, but Mr. Moore, we're working hard to make sure that we break a new executive director this month. And so hopefully he'll be talking to us next month. And with that, back to you, sir.
All right. We're very, very proud of both you guys. Continue to rise in the ranks, and, of course, we'll see you at the top. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy. You know, I'm really excited to introduce this speaker tonight, Randy, because I've known him for me it's a short time, for some it's a long, long time, but I found out one thing about him. He's a solid individual. He's a Christian man. He has a great family. He believes in the values we do, family first, God first and family, and then, of course, Legal Shield, which we all dearly appreciate. He's a general regional manager of the Southwest region. He's a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ringer, Performance Club, Power 20, and so many accolades, and has done so much for the company already. But, Randy, I want to introduce tonight your friend, mine, and the friends of Legal Shield, Mr. Tony Petrell.
Mr. Ken Moore, thank you so much for having me on the call, sir. It's an honor to be introduced by you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being on the call.
Well, I got a chance to hear my friend Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore, and man, with leadership like this, it's just great. I don't want to start naming off names, but it's great to hear the two individuals you already had on this call so far, and so many other friends and Millionaire Club members and ring earners and executive directors that I heard checking in on this call. And it's the Vegas week, baby. Here we go. I am so, so happy that I'm going to be able to see the More Success team out there and the rest of the Legal Shield family. I can't wait. Make sure that you say hi to me if I don't recognize you walking by. And let me know you're part of the team and that you were on this call. I appreciate that. But let's just put it out there, sir. I want to talk about a few things for just a brief little bit of a time, and then we can take it back to you and for any questions you might have or comments. But, you know, we know that right now there's someone you can still call to get out to Las Vegas. And I know, and some of us on this call know some of the things that will be unveiled in Vegas, and we just can't tell you. But I'm telling you more than ever, boy, you want someone on next Monday night's call for sure to hear all the different things that are happening, all the exciting news and announcements and game plan. So you can still get a few people out to Las Vegas, and I look forward to you doing that. I want to hear that story. Someone on this call next week saying, hey, we did not have a commitment from this person to go to Las Vegas on the call on Monday the 13th, but I'll be darned. There was someone in Las Vegas, you know, 3-4 days later on the More Success team. So I challenge you to do that. I'm also going to challenge you to do a couple other things, too. And I think the biggest one is to get your team. Now, think about these team calls, the conference calls that we have for the corporate national calls, the B2B call, the leadership calls, whether they're online, whether they're on the phone, or whether they're on streaming online. The fact of the matter is that events do all the right things, and conference calls are part of that. The leadership show is part of that, and the B2B call Monday morning is part of that. So you'll realize real quick, though, I just had my second child. We had another boy. His name's Noah. He is 3.5 months old now, and we are just blessed by the Lord to give us this baby again. We're super happy. And you'll learn real quick when you're a parent that first it started out it was all about you, but real quick it's not about you, it's about them. And it's the same thing with these calls. You'll realize real quick that the calls are for you, but real soon you'll realize that the calls are not for you, they're for your team. And then if that's the case, if this call was for your kids, if this call was for your team, and you had the value on them for your financial future and their well-being, what would you do to get your kids in alignment with the right education, with the right morals and right philosophies, the right ethics? You follow me? You take that same passion of I would do anything for my children, and you do that to get them on this call.
Do we lose Mr. Petrillo?
Sorry about that. We had some instructions coming at us there. But think about that. What would you do? What would you fight through to be able to get your kids on the right track? If you had that passion for the next 90 days, think about that. Let's do that for, say, the next 12 weeks. What would it take? What would your business do if you could get more people on your team to get on this call, and everyone you recruit that they're on this call, and that they're on a national call also, because you know it's in their best interest? I challenge you to do that. I don't think enough associates are fighting for their team hard enough and setting a good example. Now, you're on the call tonight, so you're setting that example, but now you got to fight for your kids, and you got to get them on the right track, right? Second thing is, that's the first thing. Second thing is the weekly event. Boy, I built my business on that weekly briefing. I'm telling you, they paid us millions of dollars, and it's amazing that Legal Shield's done that. And whether I make a sale this month or not, they have to pay me again. And I almost feel bad, but I won't send the money back because I worked hard for a dozen years, right? And here we are in our 17th year, and we built it on the weekly event. The weekly lunch, the weekly business briefing. I remember when I was starting off, it's funny, you talk to someone like Randy Moore, Ken Moore, Jeremy Moore, Millionaire Club members on this call, and you say, tell me what you do. I want to do what you do. No. You want to do what we did. You want to go to what I did was I went to about 5 live events a week. We went to the business briefing. We went to a training. Went to a lunch and went to a PBR. So it was 4 live events. In some weeks, there was a Super Saturday, so we'd have 5 live events a week. And that was just the method of operation. I just knew that I was going to have lunch anyways. I just knew that if I wasn't going to go out to a training, a business briefing, or a PBR, that I would sit home and watch Jeopardy. Now, nothing wrong with Jeopardy, but the people on Jeopardy are winning the money, not me. And so it was really funny because my friends and family said to me, you're going to another Legal Shield meeting again? And I said, yep. Are you going to watch Jeopardy again? And it's a rerun, and you still don't know the answers. So I was building my fortune at night, and now telling you the weekly events are the way to do it. So number one, conference calls are so important for your team. Number two, weekly events. Don't miss the assembly of believers in Legal Shield. Do not miss the enthusiasm. Someone watches it on TV or watches a call or watches it on a computer screen, it's this big. They go to the weekly briefing, it just got 10 times bigger. They go to the Super Saturday, it got exponentially bigger than that. And they see the vision. They go to Vegas, forget about it. They're going to be lifers in Legal Shield. You got them. That's the way to do it. The other thing, number three, would be activity goals. The great Wilbur Smith, who's mentored so many of us on this call, used to always say, it's about the activity you do. And then reward yourself. Wasn't Wilbur Smith the king of rewarding himself and rewarding others? If I had a dollar for every time he had $100 in his pocket, I'd have thousands for giving away $100 to the person with the most guests at the weekly briefing. And if this gentleman, Wilbur Smith, the late great Wilbur Smith, his philosophy was giving money and accolades to people who had guests, well, then that's a clue to me. And the big thing about the weekly events it takes to get people there is activity. So let me challenge you with this. How many people do you have on this conference call on your team today? Now, I know there's going to be some B2B people, and they say, well, I don't have any people on my team. Well, don't you wish you had people on your team who are on this call? Don't you wish you had about 6, 7, 12 more counters coming in from your organization from 3 people that were on this call every month? Don't you wish that? Well, then why don't you have one more person next week on this call on your team? That's your goal. How many people on this call next week? One more person. The week after that, 1 or 2 more people. You follow me? And watch what happens in 90 days of you building by setting these daily goals. So if you're going to have people on this call, or more importantly, you're going to have guests at the weekly event, you need to set a goal on how many you're going to invite, because not everyone's going to show up. We cannot control that. But what we can control is how many we invite. So I'll leave you with this challenge, and then I'll turn it back to Mr. Moore. You can write down a number for me. Grab a pen. If you don't have a pen, put it on your phone. If you don't have a phone, just show the number on your hand. You know what I mean? We can count up to 10, and we can even go double digits. We can keep moving and you know, go 10, 20, 30. How many people did you invite to a Legal Shield event last week? For some of you, it's zero. So just make that big OK symbol, right? Just make that zero symbol. That's fine. Hey, it's a number. You're going to cross this number out anyways. How many people did you invite out to a weekly event last week? 0, 1, 10, congratulations. Cross it out. Now I want you to put down a new number. So if you put 0, how about 1? If you put down 1, how about 2? If you put down 3, how about 5? How about stretching yourself? And if you're going to call on companies only and not go to any events, I challenge you, how many did you walk into cold companies last week? Why don't you bump that up by 1 this week? You know? And then you got to have your goals written specific with the deadline. So if you wrote down you're going to invite 2 people to the live event next week, which will be the biggest week after Vegas, with the energy the highest, if you ever want to get someone to a live event, it's the week after Vegas, right? You want to get you want to set that goal. So you're going to say, I'm going to invite 5 people, 2 people, 3 people, 10 people to the weekly briefing by Friday. And as you heard on the leadership call today, make sure you bring your list of people, the best and brightest that you've ever won on your team. Bring that list of people with you, because you'll never be more excited and have the opportunity to have someone conference in with them while you're standing next to them than at this national convention, international convention. So I hope you set that goal. I, Tony Petrill, will invite 3 people to the weekly briefing by Friday, period. Now, it's written specific with a deadline. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you. I know that you are big on activity goals and the weekly events and the calls, sir, and I appreciate your mentoring, Ken Moore. I'll turn it back to you and your fine family, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Great job. Randy, I'll turn it to you and let you finish with Tony a minute. Randy?
Can you hear me now, Mr. Moore?
I can now.
Okay, I had it on mute and I apologize. Mr. Petrill, have you got time for just a few questions?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going to go to just a few of our Millionaire Club members. Let's go out to the state of Alabama and Mr. Jimmy Perry. Jimmy, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Tony, you and I have talked a lot about what to do, and as I've told you to your face and to other people in the group, when I grow up on Legal Shield, I want to be like you. And for the benefit of the B2B folks on this call, you were talking about how you get started, you know, with your children, your family members. What are some things you would share to folks in the B2B arena about getting people started and trying to plug them in to either side of the business?
Thanks, Jimmy. My good friend Jimmy Parrish, Millionaire Club member, ring earner, one of the top producers perennially for I think a dozen years now. One of the top producers, top 10 producers. You know, and we got 100,000 people on selling memberships, and he's in the top 10. Well, hello, Jimmy. Great hearing from you. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Great question, and here we go. I will say to people, we've got 3 divisions. I'm not afraid to say this: one-on-one sales, B2B sales, and building an agency or a team. And I'll briefly describe each. One-on-one, that's meeting with someone, showing them our services, signing them up. Second one is calling on companies, small businesses, large companies, to bring us in as an employee benefit or a small business plan. And third one is building an agency. That's working smarter instead of harder. Just like the general agent that recruited me to sell life insurance. He got a cut off of everything I sold. So I don't know which one appeals to you the most, but what do you think? And the person would say, I like number 2. And sometimes, Jimmy, the person I thought would say number 2 B2B says, I want to build an agency. I have been the number 1 sales rep for this mortgage company, and I don't want to do it anymore. I'm sick and tired of working 60 hours a week. I want to have a team of people. And then you'll talk to someone else, and they'll say, I just want one-on-one sales. And it's just amazing. So I let them know, I do all 3, but you don't have to. Which one is more appealing to you? And then I just make sure that they get to the 3 things I talked about. 1, the national call, whether it's building a team or B2B. Number 2, getting out to a weekly event. If they're building a team, there's multiple events. If they're building a, if they're going to go B2B, then they should be out to the lunch, because the lunch has such a B2B feeling. And then number 3, they need to set weekly, daily goals. And, of course, you got to field train them, mentor them in the field. Either way they go, building a team or just doing individual or group sales? Great question. Randy?
All right. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Let's go to the state of Arizona, another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am. I wouldn't miss this call for anything. Good to hear you tonight, Tony.
Hi, Linda.
Tony, you're the kind of person that I call always up. I love people that are always up. I mean, and as you know, in this business, we have peaks and valleys. We've got turns.
Yeah.
We've got straightaways. So maybe what do you read? And better than that, what do you say to yourself during some of those days when maybe things aren't quite so up?
Well, that's a great question. Someone asked me that about 10 years ago. They said, how do you handle it? How do you handle rejection when your guest doesn't show up? How do you handle it when someone says no? And I looked at them and I said, well, how do I handle it with 9 brothers and sisters that don't have the membership? I mean, some of them had it, but they dropped it. Some of them were in business with me, but they're not anymore. And how do I handle that? Well, let me tell you how I handled it. It was all the personal development that I got before I got that no. It was all the pouring into that I got. And I can tell you the number one way that I've got personal development in the last 17 years, and I will put my hand on the Bible, this is the number one way, and it is by the Super Saturdays. The Super Saturdays and the Sundays in church. I am fed nothing but the good stuff from the good book on Sundays, and on Saturdays, I get personal development from platinums and ring earners and executive directors. That's the number one thing. In terms of books, right now I'm reading Wild at Heart, a book about raising boys, because I just had my second one, Linda. That's it.
That's good. Good stuff. You're brave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's stay right there in Arizona and go to Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
Yes. Thank you, Randy, and what a treat to listen to Mr. Petrillo tonight. Going over a lot of the basics. And Tony, there might be one or two people on the line tonight that might be listening in and maybe have been on the sidelines of Legal Shield for maybe a month, maybe a year, maybe 5 years. And if you could just take a minute, and what would you say to them? Why would now be a great time to draw the line in the sand and get serious about Legal Shield?
Well, it's a great question. And I remember when our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, said you got to burn the ships, and that's really drawing that line in the sand. And I think it's amazing, you know, the story of when Jesus said cast the first stone, he with no sin cast the first stone. He was down drawn in the sand. They said, I think you drew a line in the sand. And that's when you make that decision and you challenge someone to step over this line right now. And he challenged them, and no one would take that challenge because everyone knew that they had sinned too. Well, think about that. You know, you're going to go ahead and draw your own line in the sand. I love that phrase, and I love that burn your ship. So you've got to fight. You've got to fight. You've got to make it work to stay on that island and to succeed. You know, it's a decision. But here's what happens, and I'm not going to tell you the secret sauce because for me it was one thing. For you, Alex, it was another thing, right? For Linda, it was another thing, right? Jimmy, another mm-hmm. thing. And here's the deal. You need to be at the right spot when that opportunity comes to you. In other words, you're in Las Vegas. You've got an opportunity for the bug to bite you and the line to be drawn in the sand because you have the switch is flipped and the light is on and you totally go to the next level in your business because you were sitting in the lobby restaurant and you struck up a conversation with someone at the table next to you. Now, you didn't know you were going to go to that restaurant in Las Vegas, but you did because you were in Las Vegas. You didn't know that it was the last speaker of the day right before you left when you were saying, my feet are hurting, but there was that last one. You never know how, for me, it was a team event. That's how important your team events are. It was a summer retreat event that we had, team event. And it was on a pee break. Now, I'm telling you, they said, go ahead, take a break right now. If you got to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. I went out there. Someone stopped me, cornered me, asked me a question, stopped my business, dead in its tracks, and I got the $250,000 ring from the 100 to the $250,000 ring within the next 13 months. Totally changed my business and my life. So I don't know what's gonna happen to you, but I will say this. You've got to show up on these calls and at the events, and it'll click. And then you'll realize you've got to draw the line in the sand so you can look in the mirror and just be proud that every day you did something to make yourself better so you can provide better for your family and you can get better physically, mentally, spiritually, and, of course, for business.
Awesome. Thank you so much. See you in Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. Let's go back to the state of Oklahoma and another Millionaire Club member from Ada, Oklahoma, Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on? We have you in speaker mode, Harold.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, great job, Tony.
Thanks, Harold.
My thought is, you know, I still run across this every so often. I'm sure you do, too. How, and you and I know the answer to this, how important is it to follow up? I ran across people where they had an exposure maybe 1 or 2 years prior, and that person that exposed the business to them or the membership, they never did follow up with them.
Yeah, well, you know, the birds got them. The rocky soil got it, right? I mean, you never know.
You never know what's going to happen, but I do know this. If we keep throwing seeds, you're going to hit some fertile soil, and you just got to keep seeding, you know, and throwing out the seed. It doesn't say seed harvest. It says seed time harvest. And so you never know what's going to happen. I look at it like this. You know, you're diving for pearls in the ocean, and you see an oyster. Well, guess what? You know there's probably not an oyster in that, a pearl in that oyster. But you still got to open it up because there might be a pearl in that oyster. If you don't open them all, you might miss one. And so we've got to continue to just plant the seeds. You never know. Someone might have cultivated it a little bit before you, come along after you. That's not your concern. Your concern is to make sure that you continue to sow the seeds, ask the questions, and watch what happens to your business. That's where I think, Harold, the daily goals that you have had over these years you've been with Legal Shield has made your business go and become a Millionaire Club member and a ring earner. And so daily activity of planting seeds, watch what happens. You'll build a team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pinson. I think we have time for one more Millionaire Club member, so let's go back to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm quieting everybody down here. We're doing a PBR real quick, and we've been listening to the call. And Tony, we just appreciate you so much, and certainly to be a part of the More Success team has been a huge blessing. We're excited about being in Vegas. We've got we have people going that even last minute have committed to be there, got their plane ticket, and reserved the room. It's going to be a phenomenal event, and certainly excited about the future of where we are. Never been as excited in the time period that we've been here. We've never been as excited as we are tonight. And Tony, we just appreciate you. We look forward to seeing everyone in Vegas.
Thanks, David. Tell Gene I said hi. I'll see you guys out in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Petrell, you got any great advice you want to leave us with? Any big secret announcement they're going to make or anything that you want to give us a heads up on?
Well, I'll just say this. You want to get as many people as you can on board this week, and you want to get as many people as you can on board next week. that's the truth. And the last thing I'll say is, man, I'm honored to be the regional general manager for the Southwest because that includes Oklahoma. And so much tradition there. And it's an honor to be the regional general manager for the home office state. And, of course, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, tremendous states for the More Success team, even though you're in every state and province. I'm just honored to be able to help your team and help all of Legal Shield. And again, I challenge you to do those activities, to continue to do those activities on a daily basis. You know, I've got my nephew with me right now and my son with me right now that come from a baseball camp. And the reason that they're both two of the better hitters in their respective age group is because they have more balls thrown at them, which means they've taken more cuts. And I've had dads come up and say, how come your kid can hit so well? I said, because he's had more balls thrown at his head than your kid has. And that's the bottom line. Make sure you get out there, take the cuts, take the swings, do the activity, and watch the business. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is a get-wealthy business if you do the right daily activity. Randy, Jeremy, Ken Moore, appreciate you so much. And the More Success team, we'll turn it back to you, sir. God bless. We'll see you in Vegas.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm so glad you answered that rejection deal better than I did because the lady asked me how I handled all the rejection. I told her I was used to it as married. It's another good answer at all. You do good.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, God bless you, and thank you so much for being on. We'll see you in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Andy, anything else from you? You want me to close her out? I don't know. Randy may close me up.
No, I was on mute. I apologize. I do want to announce that Mr. Steve Crabtree just texted me and said that if anyone needs help while they're in Vegas or needs to run anyone to a business briefing there, he would be happy to assist out. If you do, his cell phone number, and he told me to put this out, is 435-632-4030. Again, his name is Steve Crabtree, 435-632-4030. If you know anybody while you're out there in Vegas, get them to one of the business briefings there and start your team in Las Vegas. He'll be more than happy to assist you. Appreciate that, Mr. Crabtree. And that's all I have, Mr. Moore. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, one thing about Steve, he's always willing to help everybody. Got a great family. Got a daughter really coming up. Got a good supportive family, good Christian man. We got a lot of people like on our team who we're thankful for. Folks, now next Monday night we'll have a recap of what happens in Las Vegas. So be sure and be on the call. And we thank you, each one. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for the prayers we've been receiving from you. Remember, God, family, legal shield. Thank you so much. We'll listen for you next Monday night and see most of you, I hope, in Las Vegas. God bless and good night.
Good night, everyone.